It's time for the podcast thing. Uncensored.
Top clip number three. I told this story of not buying the Saturn. It was all about team building. Remember we're talking about team building activities? And team building activities are just not for me. It was a memory of my youth. I always feel like when I am in those situations, and this is throughout my entire life, when they start doing those activities, I start thinking to myself, I need to find a new place to work. Like, that's what I start thinking. When I was 18 years old and I was purchasing my first automobile, my new car, and I mean, you know, daddy helped me, I'll confess. Yeah. So we go, and it was between a Toyota and a Saturn, the now defunct Saturn, that's not here anymore. And then we got it down to those two cars. And we were sitting at the Saturn dealership. And I believe at the time, Saturn was winning this battle of who was who we going to buy from. And we were sitting there. And while we were, somebody purchased a Saturn.
Okay.
And so all of a sudden, someone who worked there said, "Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to make an announcement. We would like to welcome Tina McTina," whatever her name was, "to the Saturn family." And all of the employees rose up, gathered around her in a circle, and they started going, "Saturn, Saturn, 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 Saturn." And my dad leaned over to me and he said, "Let's get the bleep out of here." That was his quote.
"We gotta go.
Not having it.
Sorry, son.
Don't be dancing around. You little Saturn cult dance."
Yeah.
Probably had goat skin pants on.
Well, it was team building. Hey!
Yeah, I don't need to be built on that team. That was top clip number three. Top clip number two. He was one of our favorite callers in a long, long time.
He was so chill and cool.
Not that we don't love other people who call into this show, but ladies and gentlemen, Glenn was a new level this week. Mm-hmm. We appreciated Glenn. So just the real quick backstory is we had someone on. They were dealing with an issue with one of their friends that they wanted to do a girls trip, but they didn't want to invite this one friend because she's always high maintenance. Yep. She's always causing trouble, and they wanted to leave her out, and was that okay? Glenn had some very blunt, tough love advice.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at, depends on how good of a friend she is.
She's a great friend. She's a best friend. She just ruins a trip.
Then you say, "Look, we need to have a powwow.
Okay.
This is a situation we're in."
The powwow is my favorite.
"I've had friends that have been straight up with them."
Yeah.
"And look."
Now, Glenn, you know what?
You're being over dramatic lately. "Is there something going on with your life that you really need to tell us?" "And I really need to talk with you about this. Now, we're getting ready to go on a trip.
You're annoying. You're out.
Just this time.
See, now Glenn is doing, I got to cut him off for a second because it's very helpful advice for a group of men.
I was going to say, it's different for guys because, hey, man, we need to have a powwow.
Right. Like, yo, look, could you shut up when we go on this trip? Okay. You know, that's so.
I enjoy Glenn.
I love Glenn. It. Glenn is awesome.
The powwow.
Glenn's the best.
That's it. Hey, we need to have a powwow.
You know, we almost need to have a new segment on the show called The Powwow. I don't know what it is yet, but I'm writing.
There's something there.
I'm writing that down. There's something there. Top clip of the week. Insulted right to my face by my closest coworker. You're supposed to have my back.
I know, and I don't know how this happened.
You're my left-hand lady.
I vaguely remember what happened, actually.
Insulted right to my face, right here. We were talking about how being bald, men who are bald are more confident and all those things. And here we go. So my head it has a decent shape.
Right.
I'm saying how I couldn't be bald. And here's the reason. So my head it has a decent shape.
Right.
Where I believe at this point I can't do the bald thing is my complexion is very, very pale.
Oh, so you look like powder.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because my eyes are also, I have dark circles. So, pause. You would think that's the insult. It's not. I accepted that. That was a correct statement. I would look like that guy from the movie Powder from 15 years
running
ago.
Running in the field and electricity hits him.
I was not insulted by that. It's a harsh statement, but it's true. Okay, we continue. It would,
And when
I'd
you have a
like
bald
powder.
Head, you got to have some swag behind it, too.
Oh, you're saying I don't have
swag?
I just said you had a flat head.
Thank you.
I did not say
she
that.
She said you were swagless.
I did not.
I'm swagless.
You're not swagless.
You are lack
but
of
you
swag.
It's a certain, a certain swag.
I get
swag
it. I see what you're saying. I look like a lame, plain cop.
I
get it. Yep. No swag.
I didn't say that.
You said we got to have swag to be bald.
You got to have a certain swag with the bald.
And I don't have that swag.
You know.
Nope. You. Right to my face.
I did not say that. Oh,
how
gosh.
Could you?
Totally agree, Tommy.
I don't trust you anymore.
Me neither.
That's the podcast thing. Hear Monica, Zach, weekdays from 5 to 10 a.m. on Virginia's number one hit music station, K92.